I am Matt Parker, your host of the House Rich Homeowner Podcast. Managing your home finances is hard. After many years in the mortgage industry, I've decided to combine my knowledge, resources, and connections and turn them over to you. Each week, I'll be featuring different home finance experts from my own personal insight to help you achieve financial peace at home. Let's go. Hey, Matt Parker here. Very excited, very grateful to have Vanessa Miller with me today. Vanessa is one of the owners of the Miller Wark Real Estate team. They've been together for quite a few years now, and they're also affiliated with Oakwind Realty. Vanessa, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I know that you specialize in residential real estate and also project presale units.
Yes.
How are you finding the market just sort of currently with the current situation going on? Have you seen, cause I know we saw pre-sales like kind of slow down with developers slowing with building and everything over the last couple of years. Have you seen that same trend?
Yeah, definitely. Pre-sales has slowed down over the last year, I would say. The unfortunate thing is right before the pandemic, things were taking off again. So there was consumer confidence that we haven't had in a long time. Pre-sales, we were busy. We have four different projects right now, and we were seeing deals going through at all four projects, and they're completely different products in different cities. So right now, things have definitely come to a halt, I would say, on the project side. The only deals we're really seeing coming through is somebody, you know, wanting to take advantage of a very slow period and looking for maybe an extra incentive, which is smart. On the resale side, we've been lucky to continue to do a couple deals here in the last 2 weeks, but we're definitely seeing that slow down as well. And overall, everybody we're talking to, our colleagues, it's really come to a halt.
Yeah, it makes sense, I think, given the current dynamic. I think we're still so new into this current situation that it'll play itself out and hopefully reorganize a bit over the coming months. How did you get into real estate? What made you take that leap of faith?
I was living in Calgary and I went to a Seahawks game and met my husband there, my now husband. I ended up moving to Vancouver and I had a completely different career back in Calgary. But my sister was already living in Vancouver and she was already in the project world. So she introduced me to that company and I interviewed with them and got into project sales on the sales floor. And did that for about 3 years before Charlene, my business partner, and I decided to start our own company.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, very cool. And you've been together since. So that's...
It's been 10 years. Yeah, we had our 10-year Miller Wark real estate anniversary this year.
Wow. Congratulations. That's very cool. I know it's not an easy thing to accomplish. So that's wonderful. What do you love about the industry and what you do?
Everything. Mm. I love my job. I think for me, it's that every day is different. It's the people. I like being able to be on the go. I'm not stuck in an office. It's just the constant interaction with people and the challenge. Every deal I find is different. Mm-hmm. They're never the same. Things get thrown at you all the time and I like working through it and I have a great business partner. So we balance each other out and get the job done and it makes it rewarding.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, as do we deal with really amazing people and it's a pleasure to get up and serve them every day to help them achieve their sort of biggest financial goals, generally speaking. It's amazing. If you weren't doing this though, however, do you see yourself doing anything else in terms of your professional career?
Oh God. I think if I wasn't in real estate in some capacity, maybe event planning, party planning, catering, maybe.
Do you do like client events and things like that for your network?
I do personal parties, a lot of them. we love throwing parties. I love to cook. So
okay. It's
very rare that I'm cooking for just my family of four. I feel like I'm always yes. cooking for 10 or 12 people.
Oh, okay. What would be your signature dish then if you were going to have people over?
Everybody loves the, I do these Mexican pork tacos. Seems to be the
okay.
big hit.
Sounds quite nice. That sounds very good. We're in a unique time given COVID-19 and the pandemic and just real estate in general and financial markets in general, just given so much volatility. If you want to speak on that potentially in terms of what you just maybe see happening over the coming months to the year, also maybe just on real estate investment or purchases in general from a historical sense, do you have any advice for anyone that's looking to purchase or list their home in the coming months or even in the coming year?
Absolutely. I think right now, I always feel like when everybody else is pulling back, that's usually when I start looking for deals. Personally, I do a lot of real estate investment, and any of my clients who are looking to invest, I'm always calling them up when I think, you know, when the market's slow, I'm like, guys, this is when we can take advantage of some of these incentives out there and you know, push a little bit harder on our offer, take a harder stance and see what we can get done. I think for a lot of people who had their money in the stock market right now, I think they might be thinking of diversifying and looking at real estate and not, you know, having all their eggs in one basket. I've definitely had a few phone calls as of late of people inquiring into how they can kind of move their money around into different sectors. I've always believed in that. I personally do that myself. So I think right now when the market's slow, there's deals to, so I don't think it's necessarily a horrible time. However, everybody has to be comfortable with their situation, confident in their job status and their income. Mm-hmm. And the people that are, I think they can really take advantage of this time. The people that aren't, if there's any uncertainty, just wait, hold off. I think mm-hmm. they need to ensure that they've got, you know, stability in their job and income before they make any major decisions on real estate. People wanting to list right now, it's tricky. As you know, we can't do open houses. We're even really limited on private appointments. We just have to adhere to all of the COVID-19 sanitary obligations and just really making sure the social distancing is done, which can be tricky. It's just one person at a time. But if you're selling somebody in a condo building, it's even thinking about getting into an elevator and making sure nobody else is in there. So it makes it's definitely tricky. I think the detached markets, a lot easier to list right now and to do virtual tours through them. And I think the technology was already there. And personally, I hope that when we kind of come through this and come out of this, I hope people appreciate more of the human interaction. You know, there was, I felt like in what we do, there was, technology was starting to take over. It just was becoming a little impersonal. And I think now maybe people will slow down a little bit and realize that, you know, there's definitely something to say about the human interaction and having a realtor take you out on those tours and guide you through the whole process. So I hope there is a silver lining in all of this.
Yeah, the great points. Great points. Thank you. I think that, you know, given any time of challenge or change, I think that a lot of things come from that positive. I know it's hard to see short term, but I know that even from the legal side of things, just seeing the Land Title Office push towards allowing digital signatures, which has been a very archaic industry over the past while in terms of having clients notarization having to be done in person, that kind of thing. But I do agree with that personal relationship. I know I'm a big believer in that belly-to-belly relationship, like face-to-face, and not having that, like, I mean, with technology like this is great. I mean, obviously being able to see each other is wonderful, but not being able to be in person, shake hands, that kind of thing. It is, you do miss that interaction. So I think that, I know I've appreciated it a lot more over the last little while not having it. So I think that once we do have that ability again, we'll really take advantage of it and probably value the trust and relationship that you have with professionals like yourself to guide you through the process. It's not just, you know, not as surface level as we once were there for a little bit. Yeah. So I think that's perfect. Having sold and been a part of a lot of real estate transactions over the years, is there a property or a situation or just anything that stands out as a very memorable experience for you?
Oh, there are many. Good, bad, and ugly. My business partner always laughs that she's like, if there's somebody has gone through a really tough deal, she's always tells them to call me. She's like, I guarantee you Vanessa's gone through it at some point. I have curveballs coming at me all the time. It's hard to think of one single transaction, but I just say I love working with first time buyers. I think, you know, it's such an exciting moment in their life. And I like being part of that and helping them navigate through it. A lot of our clients are repeat clients. So we don't see as many of those first time buyers, but I have to say I think they're my favorite.
Yeah, no, and it's new and it's probably more exciting that first time and more scary, more fearful, a lot more going on than, you know, if it's your second, third, whatever transaction that you've had. So yeah, I agree that it's fun. You know, it's a lot more able to provide true guidance throughout that process because it's the first time in the journey, right?
Yeah.
So I like to talk to clients about house rich. I like to use that term just kind of as a different take on it, because a lot of people look at Vancouver and real estate and Vancouver mortgages and all that kind of stuff as people are house poor or whatever the way they want to look at it. We guide clients a little more differently on more of a cash flow budgetary, hey, what do I want to pay versus what can I pay style of sort of long-term investment style of thing. So that when I talk about house rich, I think more of I can live life, have fun, and just keep things the way I want to and invest and enjoy my life. When I say house rich to you, what do you think of when it comes to real estate or just life in general?
Yeah, I mean, what comes to mind for me is that exact sentiment where I think one of the biggest issues in Vancouver is that a lot of people are house rich but cash poor. And it's one thing that we focus on right from the very initial meeting with clients. It's easy for them to set a budget and maybe one. Then we go out and we start looking at properties. And it's almost inevitable that that budget is already increased 10 or 20,000 by the time we go for a second tour. You know, they're like, well, maybe we can push a little bit further. Let's see what else is out there. Can you move up that budget? And it's a slippery slope. And I think that's part of our job is to really ensure that we kind of set the budget and work really hard to only show them, you know, those opportunities within their budget. And it's tough for us sometimes, especially with limited inventory. Sometimes we have to push beyond those budgets or there's really slim pickings. And then, you know, working with a mortgage professional, I think that we kind of pass the buck onto them and ensure that they're aligned as well. And, you know, they know the numbers better than we do. We have to go off of what they tell us, but you guys are out there crunching those numbers. So I always think my job is just to talk them through it and make sure that they know that they can have the nicest house on the block, but then what? You know, are they spending all of their time at home? If they are, maybe that is the priority. But for the majority of us, we're not. We still want to travel. We still want to go out for dinners and social events. And so if that's important, then they have to ensure that they can find the balance between those two.
Yeah, and take advantage of this beautiful city we live in, right? It's I always like to talk to clients about what's the long, like, what is the plan? What are we trying to achieve long term? Because I fear that, I mean, we have a lot of clients that come to us where, you know, maybe they didn't plan out like they should have, and maybe they have these big mortgage penalties or whatever the case is that they just didn't plan for. So I think that I always like to say the further out we can look and we can plan for, the better we can structure today to benefit us then and now, which is probably exactly what you're alluding to with just, you know, really just thinking through it and not just, it's such an emotional thing. I know that, you know, even when we've purchased properties, my wife and I in the past, it's, you get pretty attached to it. You want to, you know, you do get that, ooh, this is kind of fun. This is kind of exciting. So it is hard to get back into the, you know, the numbers side of things versus just the emotional side of things. And that's probably where you can help guide them through that, which is so cool. Well, Vanessa, thank you. I really appreciate your time, your expertise, and your insight. Where is the best place for anyone that's looking to buy, anyone that's looking to sell, to connect with you?
I think phone. My phone number is 778-558-6377. I'm very quick to reply. Call, text, or email. My email personally. Did I lose you?
I lost you. Sorry, Vanessa. So we're right in there. Again, it's still recording. I don't know. I've had some weird internet issues today, so I need to reboot it, I think. But yeah, we were right in the, if you want to just leave off with the email, like do the email part again, then I could just blend it together.
Sounds good. So Vanessa@millerwork.com, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, and Millerwork is M-I-L-L-E-R-W-A-R-K.com.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. Again, grateful to have you here. Wonderful advice, wonderful information. I'm sure people will love to reach out, and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
If you're like many of our clients, you have no idea if you can save money on your mortgage or build wealth from your home. 5 minutes could save you thousands on your mortgage. With our innovative mortgage management system, we'll track your current mortgage and monitor changes in the market that could save you a ton of money. Go to mattparker.ca to join us and live a house-rich life.
We are so grateful for our listeners on The House Rich Homeowner and want to keep producing content that you want to hear and would love your feedback. Make sure to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast to help us grow the House Rich community.